Streamers and YouTubers have soared into the mainstream in recent years, crossing new thresholds left and right. But there is one content creator who stands tall above the rest in his explosive, undeniable influence, especially when it comes to the rap game. From industry giants like Drake nodding to him on hit songs, still taking pictures on a golf stream. My youngest richer than you rappers and they all stream. I really hate that you've been selling them some false dreams. To legends like Kanye publicly dubbing him a fraud.
So he's an industry plant. He's an
example. Of course he's the opposite. Total.
It's hard to deny the chokehold that Kai Cenat has on hip-hop. However, while appearing on his stream might seem like a golden opportunity for rappers to promote their brand, merch, or music releases, there's a catch. The streamer is known to be insanely blunt, and his brutally honest opinions can sometimes lead to things going south, as he never compromises his integrity or tries to be anything other than himself. It's your boy Luesta, and this is Hip Hop's love-hate relationship with Kai Cenat. But before we dive into why some artists can't stand him, let's talk about why the rap game is so captivated by him in the first place. Born on December 16th, 2001, a young Kai grew up in an ever-shifting environment as his father working in the military forced him to move often. But he would eventually settle back into the Big Apple, where he realized how flexible and adaptable he had become from his early years of dynamic surroundings. With his creative spark and vibrant personality, he naturally started making videos on social media.
Just cut it out. And don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. This is your third fucking chance. And baby, when I know you only sorry you got caught.
His middle school years marked the birth of his content creation, and he was able to gather a decent-sized following on Facebook and Instagram. And with more demand for Kai's videos, he was inspired to make the most important move of his career.
I know a lot of y'all been asking me, Kai, where's your YouTube channel? Why don't you have a YouTube channel? You need to start getting paid for what you're doing. Kai, where's your YouTube channel? I got one thing to say. Welcome to my YouTube channel!
By the time he got into college, he had already built a core fan base, and it was in this period of growth and change that he would meet the AMP crew, changing the course of his life forever. Like many streamers, Kai Cenat was grinding content during the pandemic, and when the year 2021 came, everything truly changed for him. You see, 2021 ushered in a new era of content creation for streamers. We had people like Aiden Ross, who began doing big numbers on Twitch, leading to moments like this one.
What's good, bro?
It's LeBron?
He said, is this LeBron?
Yo, first of all, I gotta say, gigantic fan, I love you. I don't want to be a fanboy, but like, I love you.
Nah, it's all respect, man. I appreciate it, man.
And
appreciate
look,
it. Showing love and respect to me and my son.
That's right. Look, listen, me and Beam, we swept them, and we did it for Cleveland.
I love it.
Guys like Ninja were also making big moves back in the day, playing Fortnite with all the celebrities you can dream of. While these were impressive feats, guys like Aiden were the first to pioneer personality streams and create major, consistent connections to the hip-hop world, offering mutual benefits to celebs.
For example, if a rapper, you gotta think, like, let's say a rapper, I'm not saying they fell off, but like, if a rapper that's not, you know, on like they used to be, right? They're still relevant, but they're not on. Mm-hmm. And they come onto my shit, which is hot right now. And it's right before they drop a single or a project. It's like, bro, it's perfect promotion.
Yeah.
Do it.
And as it turns out, he was absolutely right. I mean, one of the best things to happen to Tory Lanez in recent years was this freestyle on Aiden's stream.
Bad bitches and they come wildin'. Ayy, I see a motherfucker smiling. 20,000 damn bitches on the island. 20,000 damn bitches going private. She make it clap.
Witnessing this success, Kai entered the streaming world with an infectious energy and unparalleled creativity. The perfect recipe for major success and hilarious clips.
Holy shit. Okay, so I'm gonna get down on my hands and knees. And I'm going to roll myself into bed.
Make some space, yeah.
That's when you're gonna get on top of me.
And before you know it, he had all your favorite rappers on his stream, Plus, his predictable and unstoppable nature caught the attention of many artists. The very first rapper he had on his stream was Enelie Choppa, who slowly became a very good friend to Kai and even let him use his studio. Since then, he's had many other artists come onto his stream. 21 Savage, Polo G, Ice Spice, Lil Baby, the list goes on. And they're all getting the same benefit of Kai's massive audience. You see, Kai's streams are often getting steady audiences with hundreds of thousands of unique viewers, which are insane stats for a live event. This number of eyes gives Kai marketing leverage, and when artists have tracks, albums, and other products on the way, there's not a better place to get that in front of their target audience. It's very similar to the gimmick of the Fallon Show, and we've already seen artists like Lil Baby and Enelie Choppa promote their merchandise on Kai's stream.
Quack, quack.
So these are my new shoes, bro, that I'm coming out with. They're gonna be here soon.
Probably. Wait, so they're not even out yet?
Not even out yet. And you the first person, that I'm gifting these to. I just wanted to show my appreciation. If anyone needed these first, bro, it would be you, man. So.
Kai's stream also provides these artists the platform to showcase a different side of themselves. Good examples of that would be the time the Barb's Queen herself, Nicki Minaj, came onto Kai's stream.
Are you hungry? No!
Or this time when he got the Stone Cold 21 Savage to get a little spooked.
Huh?
It ain't nothing that's living.
It seems like there's no reason for an artist not to hop on Kai's stream, but what's in it for him? Well, while the benefits seem like they're only on the artist's side, this couldn't be further from reality. Every time he has one of these huge artists on his stream, multiple viral moments occur, like Offset falling from his chair, or Kaisa not getting rejected by Tyla.
But we friends, though.
You right.
Yeah, we friends.
You right. next one.
Later in the video, we'll discuss the drama that ensued between these artists with the famous streamer. But at the end of the day, it's interactions like these that allow Kai to continue to farm content, giving him unforgettable moments that he can use as clips, which moves his name further into the mainstream and allows him to rake in more and more profit. And seeing the amount of success it brought, Kai decided to go full throttle, hosting marathon streams with rappers, streams with other internet personalities.
Jump up and down, I'm very athletic. You know,
yeah, you sound like you can jump up and down like Akeem Olajuwon.
And ultimately, putting his name on the top of the streaming world despite stiff competition.
Nominees are Queso, Iron Mouse, Jinxie, Kai Cenat, and Quackity. But there could only be one winner. Kai Cenat.
As Kai Cenat is established firmly as a household name and an icon in the hip-hop community, other streamers wouldn't get so lucky and ultimately set themselves up to fail. Looking back at Aiden, most of his best streams came earlier on, like the ones with Polo G and Lil Uzi, but he would soon come to realize that the entire hip-hop community wasn't so welcoming. I've already discussed this at length in a video titled Why Hip Hop Doesn't Respect Aiden Ross, but I feel like it's worth discussing one more time for this video to really show how he differs from Kai when it comes to receiving love from the rap genre. In general, he was labeled as sort of a culture vulture for trying to cement himself with black culture as a white guy, even one time wearing do-rags on stream and straight up saying the N-word.
Yeah, but like, that's my thing.
Another thing is that most rappers aren't cool with his approach to humor. Since Aiden's initial popularity stemmed from him acting sus around rappers, often not sitting well with most of them.
Tory, nigga, up top. Still.
Down low. Can you smack me lower next time?
It wasn't just his sus antics or poor character that didn't let him progress, but it was the fact that he became widely controversial over time. Even going as far as hosting Nick Fuentes on his stream. As someone who the hip-hop community saw as a disgrace for being a neo-Nazi, it turned a lot of people away. while also showing Aiden's lack of morals, literally being Jewish. There's also the fact that he would start to heavily align himself with the infamous Tate brothers, as well as preaching the same ideology as them. And after getting banned from Twitch for being too controversial, Aiden's streams would get worse and worse. He would do things like ask his viewers to do some really weird stuff. He would promote corn to his fans on stream, which consume of mostly kids, and also repeatedly promoted gambling to them as well. All of this holds Aiden back from getting to the level that Kai Cenat has attained, and soon enough, rappers would only go on his stream for a quick bag. For example, Aiden once had 21 Savage on stream, where 21 tried to finesse Aiden out of 11 G's in a card game, making him look like a total pushover.
You see what I'm saying? You see a little scratch right there? Right there, yeah, they all have scratches on it, bro, the face card. See, this one's on a face card, doesn't have it, look.
Or even more embarrassing, the time that Cardi showed up, got the bag, and left minutes later.
From me to you. Yeah, I got you, bro. Oh, you do hugs.
Back to the studio. 2024 music.
You leave right now?
These instances and more show the extreme lack of respect that the world of rap holds for Aiden. Whereas someone like Kai gets love from the genre's greatest names, and other streamers like the infamous Neon landed in similar graces with rappers, sometimes lacking enough respect to learn their names.
It's not even working. What's going on, bro? Wait, is that little baby? Yeah. What's good, little baby?
And even when he does, he can't help acting anything short of embarrassing and corny.
I like your chain. You do? Damn, I got it just for you.
Really?
I'm so nervous, I'm just gonna be honest. That goddamn.
Don't be nervous.
I know, I'm sorry. Fuck.
Alright. Neon is the kind of streamer who would do anything for some clout. Going the extra mile for attention, even if it means being outright toxic. Unlike Kai Cenat, who actually seems like a person with boundaries. Ever since Kai blew up, he has only seen success after success, and golds himself to a standard that most others simply couldn't. Like the time he had Blueface and Christian on his stream.
My bad, Chad.
Wait, you put a hole in my wall.
You rich, you can fix it.
This moment left viewers stunned, yet Kai handled the situation like a Chad, and everyone was shocked at how he responded to the whole thing. You're rich, you can fix it. Bro, she's disrespectful as fuck. Respect to Kai for being calm. I too commend him, cause personally, I would've crashed out for sure. His ability to stay cool in this moment just added to the long list of things that people admire him for. Kai's reputation in the hip-hop and creative industry has only increased, unlike others in the same niche. And his streams with these celebrities have had much greater impact as well. A clear example of this would be the stream Aiden had with Polo G that had about 900k views. Then Kai, on the other hand, pulled a whopping 4 million views, taking a more unique spin by making his video a mukbang and overall improving the viewer experience. Kai's influence has become something that glimpses rivalry with the likes of even Mr. Beast, which forces us to look at just how far his reach has gone and where it's going next. But sometimes, Kai Cenat can get on a rapper's bad side too. Earlier, we looked at Kai's audience as marketing leverage, and that's proven to be apparent in social media trends as seen in his relationship with NLE Choppa. When he debuted his song Slut Me Out on Kai's stream, it didn't take long for his track to graze the charts for the first time in a while, but more importantly, find a place on YouTube and TikTok. Meanwhile, you have artists like Glorilla, who got the opposite side of the coin when Kai's reaction to her song Cha 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 didn't go over too well.
Left foot now, y'all.
Move to the left.
Right foot, left foot. Now hop one time.
No. Come on, Glow. No! I love Glow, bro. I love Glow, but no.
I was broke in the beginning.
Yeah.
Going to church when I was sinning.
Yeah.
Smoking loud after service. I be kidding.
What you mean going to church and now you sinning? Glow, what the fuck?
Kai's reaction seemed to create a chain of negative reviews in Glow's direction, and she would literally end up blocking him on Instagram just because he didn't like it and brought her a lot of hate.
Glow, there's no way you block me, bruh.
See.
Wait, I'm going through a burner. Oh my gosh, she did!
okay? But look, I think I start losing myself if I start taking money, and obviously a label gonna want to want you to say it's nice as fuck. Yes, it's cool, like it's good, it's nice as fuck. But like, then I'm not being real with y'all.
It didn't take long for Glorilla to give her 2 cents on the situation when Kai's grunts swarmed her stream on IG.
Don't come on my lab asking me about nobody that I done blocked. Fuck you talking about. They blocked and they gonna stay there. You made your bed, you gotta lay there.
She later came to regret her decision, seemingly reconsidering her statements on Twitter. But Kai let her know the damage had already been done.
Hold on, Glorilla. You laid your bed, you better stay there!
However, this situation doesn't compare to the beef that Kai Cenat endured with Domingos' Offset after he wasn't filming his new project. Although Offset appeared on Kai Cenat's stream in September of 2023, where they joyfully embraced a 24-hour stream together.
Mm-hmm. Nigga, goddamn! What the fuck?
I told the nigga, shit. The chat said they fuck with the gas.
You set me up, nigga.
The script would flip only a couple of months later when Kai Cenat claimed that he wasn't really feeling Offset's new project titled Set It Off.
I don't know how you feel about it. I didn't like that one. This one is gonna hop off the. Turn me up, bro. Come on, set. I don't know how I feel about that one either. I'm gonna keep it a stack. Next is called I'm All In. I don't know, bro.
I don't know.
I feel like it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't like, oh my, great.
Now, put yourself in Offset's shoes. This comes just 2 months after he did a stream with him for an entire 24 hours, where he showed him nothing but love, created viral moments, and bonded like actual friends. Just for Kai to turn his back on him and disrespect his entire album. With Kai Cenat averaging around 80,000 streams every single live he does, alongside the incredible hold that he has over today's youth, it's assumable that if Kai doesn't like something, thousands upon thousands of his fans will tag along with it. And it was abundantly clear that Offset had an issue with Kai not liking his album, when it was reported that Offset was flaking on Kai Cenat's prison stream last second, a stream that would literally go down in the history books for one of the most watched events on Twitch.
Offset was scheduled to come in today. It pulled out last minute. They told me they was gonna do it today. Pulled out last minute. Now!
However, Offset claimed that he didn't do the stream because he, quote, really comes from that life. As he would actually have gone to jail in 2013 following a probation violation due to prior felony convictions for burglary and theft.
At the end of the day, like, that's my homie. I didn't do the jail thing. I'm gonna tell y'all.
Yes.
A lot of people thought it was because of the how he judged the album. I didn't do the jail thing because I really had to think about it. Like, I really come from that, and it's like really bros and homies struggling with that. It's not really a game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's a serious thing, and like, I understand content. I salute it, but I just couldn't be a part of that content.
But it raises the question, what if Kai actually promoted Offset's album in a positive way rather than a negative? And what if that promotion led to Offset's numbers increasing from 70,000 units sold first week to, let's say, 150k to 200k? Would he really flake last second on the streamer like that? The answer is pretty obvious, but at the end of the day, we'll really never know the truth. Another prominent voice in the sphere of hip-hop, DJ Academics, went on record to break down some of his dealings that go on behind the scenes and why Glorilla made a foolish decision when she dissed Kai Cenat.
And Kai told me, was honest with me, say, yo, they're offering me wild amount of money to even just do reactions, but he's like, I don't take it. And I do think that's dope on Kai's part, but there's a lot of pressure on him because now all of these rappers, their entire marketing is hoping Kai Cenat reacts to their song favorably. And if he does, they all run with it. Yo, let everybody know that Kai turned up to the song or turned up to the album or likes this or likes that. That's a heavy show.
Kai's influence is further exemplified by the number of hate comments seen on the music video for the song. A clear display of how simply his following would echo his opinions and expressions. However, not everyone thinks Kai should have an opinion on what's going on in hip-hop. As Joe Budden would attack Kai for saying Travis Scott should have won a Grammy over Killer Mike.
Y'all little streaming n****s don't always run shit. Shut the f*** up. Adults are out. Pocket handkerchief set.
Where's it?
Got fly shit on. Real execs, business people, you little fuckity fucks. Shut up for a change. So sick of these niggas.
Some strong words. And to follow it up, Kai had a bold statement of his own that was honestly surprising, all things considered.
Every single time somebody starts something, it don't even be me, it be them. They talking about me, so let's talk about them. This is what we have here is a case of old nigga syndrome, my nigga. Listen to me. I'm a 22-year-old young adult who likes to sit in his room and naturally, like everybody else, react to music and things like that. Okay? Stop talking about streaming niggas, bro. Stop doing that, bro. Like, we some little niggas, my nigga. I would buy you, my nigga. Do you understand that, bro? Do you understand that, my nigga? You say you don't come off as hating, but you always bringing me up, bro. Relax, my nigga.
It seemed like the tensions here died off real quickly after the situation. A little odd for someone like Joe Budden, but I digress. However, keep in mind that Budden often mentions names when discussing cultural ideas, but he doesn't always mean that specific person. And here, he's clearly frustrated with young hip-hop fans lacking serious respect for OGs kind of like himself, which may be the reason why he gave him flowers instead after his stream with Drewski and Kevin Hart.
Kai Cenat, Drewski, and Kevin Hart.
Amazing.
Stream. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Yeah, they did the spend the night thing. It just looks good. It looks good. It feels good. It's it's just like, I don't know, like Black Boy Joy. I like seeing Kev Hart with Drewski and Kai Cenat, who are clearly taking that next leap in what they're trying to do.
Nah, that shit just funny, bro. I was watching that shit dying laughing. That shit is, they are hilarious.
I want to play.
Another time, Kanye West had sent Kai some new clothes since he's really big into fashion.
Jokes about my clothes when you ain't saying nothing about what Adidas is doing. When Vulture Song came out, you ain't play my verse. You control. Don't play with me. What the f did I do?
This ended up being a back and forth between the two, ending with a weird call from Kanye's manager.
So you ain't do nothing wrong. So I felt this way for no reason. What the hell? Yes! 100%!
You know, I know that you guys were kind of bumping heads for a brief moment. And I wanted to reach out and see if there's a way that we could find a peaceful resolution. Just get on the same page,
cause yeah, I'm basically just.
Once again, an artist or just a general piece of the hip-hop sphere would try to strong-arm Kai, but failed to realize how solidly he's established, and that he's not just some kid on the internet anymore. Kai's relationships with the industry are symbolic. They go both ways, and whenever push comes to shove, he's gonna defend himself as easily as he'll divulge. In fact, as Kai has continued to grow, the scale is tipped very much in his favor. He doesn't necessarily need hip-hop to stay relevant, as seen by the presence of megastars on his streams. Or how Kai got invited by Kim K herself to Northwest's 11th birthday party.
I like you. No, stop!
Stop, North. Tyler, it's their birthday. It's North's birthday.
It was not only a slap in Ye's face, but a clear testament to Kai's chokehold on the game and the younger generation of upcoming consumers. Remember how he shut down NYC over PlayStations.
There, thousands of people have overrun Union Square Park and some of its surrounding lanes of traffic, all for a chance at a PlayStation 5 giveaway.
Let's explain this to you. The situation quickly got out of control after one of the most popular streamers on the video game streaming website, Twitch, Kai Cenat, announced that he would give away PlayStation 5 consoles.
With how much influence and motion Kai has obtained, it's no surprise that hip-hop is obsessed with this polarizing character.
My first ever live stream. By the way, it can be better, it can be bigger. Ooh, it's a W stream.
But if you're interested in more streamer rapper stories, you can click one of the two videos on the screen. Thank y'all for watching, and I'll catch y'all on the next video.